Sincerity means appreciation for the truth. So otherwise, yes, in a general sense, Guru Maharaj is also pointing, you can have a sincere criminal. He's very sincere about what he's doing, and he cares about his boss and their group, and he's loyal, he's willing to sacrifice for the group. And so that's a relative application of sincerity. But when we speak about it in a more refined sense, it will be demonstrated. Otherwise, you can have a sincere Nazi, who pays their bills on time, you know, who loves children. So it really, sincerity has to be viewed in terms of relation to the truth, what the truth is. So if someone rightly says, well, I don't know, all right, then that doesn't mean that nobody knows. Like sometimes people say, well, no one knows. No, it's not that no one knows. Nobody you know knows would be more accurate. There may be someone who knows. Just you and those you know do not know. Don't say that nobody knows. Right? So then, as Prabhupada would say in the Bhagavad Gita, that person who realizes that material life, material existence, he says, is a source of perplexity at every step, it behooves such a person to approach a spiritual master and take guidance. Well, we take guidance for everything. Everybody watching us, or many people, they have GPS. Right? They're not opposed to taking. Why? Because they understand the value of this device will give indicators of how I should proceed. So for a sincere person, a spiritually progressive person, they need spiritual GPS, which comes in the form. What we call it, Sadhu Shastra Guru Vaishnava, means spiritual teachers, the spiritual books, spiritual practitioners. You come in connection with them, put yourself under their guidance, and then that revealed truth expressed by them becomes like a magnetic north by which you can navigate the world and existence.